Hey, it's Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's HolidayLies at thebathtubmermaid.com, and that means I'm sharing with you all this month my post for the HolidayLies project. You can find HolidayLies at holidaylies.org. You can find my posts at missmelissa.com. Today, however, I am not sharing one of this year's HolidayLies posts. Instead, I'm sharing Sunday brunch from All Things Girl. A couple of days ago, I talked about traces of tinsel, and this is the post I referred to in that I've actually wrote this originally as a sketch in 2005, which was my first year doing holidays, but I'm using it as my Sunday brunch post this week. It's a little bit more polished and a little bit longer than the original version. So I hope you'll bear with me and as I talk about tinsel. When I was a little girl, one of my favorite things about Christmas was the tinsel. Those bits of silvery metallic ribbon that we draped over our plastic branches of our 4-foot-tall tree seemed like strands of dream stuff, making the tree come alive just the way that real icicles turn the winter world into fairyland, making everything all a shimmer. I remember sitting near the tree with the lights off in the living room long after my mother had retired to her room. Of course, I was supposed to be in bed, but maybe the dog had had to go out, or there was just some part of my brain that couldn't rest. I found peace in the glow of the multicolored lights and the refraction caused by tinsel. I found magic in the way that it held a static charge. Run your fingers along a strand of this stuff and a spark will form at the end. I found a few minutes of idle pleasure, of the kind not dissimilar from the feeling brought on by turning a paperclip into desktop sculpture. By stretching a flat length of tinsel until it was as thin as it could possibly get, and watching the way the surface changed from reflective to flat and opaque to a dead, lifeless thread of grayish plastic. The year I was 17, my senior year in high school, my love of tinsel died. My mother's only brother, Merrill, died of lung cancer that year, right around Thanksgiving, the first of many subsequent November deaths in our family. He was older than she was, but not so much so that they hadn't had good memories of childhood adventures. He was an amazing artist, both with pen and ink and with a camera. He was a competent craftsman. I still have the walnut toy chest he made for me when I was a toddler, though the scroll piece is missing. I used to use it at the foot of our bed as a step for the dogs and a place to sit to put on shoes, but now it's in the guest room because my 80 and 100-pound dogs were a little bit too massive for it. I still use it to store odds and ends, and it still retains a sweet smell that I can't really place. It's not cedar sweet, but it isn't anything like camphor, like mothballs would be, either. I've always thought of it as sort of smelling like my uncle. He taught me how to bait a fish hook one year when he and my grandfather took my cousin and me fishing off the Fisherman's Pier in Atlantic Highlands. He had a voice that was thick with fallen dreams and made for telling stories, and I'm always really sad that I never knew him as an adult, that he was, at the time he died, little more than a name to me. But I was named for him. Actually, I would have had his actual name, but he called from where he was, AWOL, in Canada, to instruct my mother not to name me Merrill, as he felt it was cursed and that no child should have to go through life called that. So instead, she used the first letter, and that was her homage to him. I suppose I've always felt it was a sort of bond between us, and he loved tinsel. He loved tinsel so much that when my mother and her siblings were growing up, putting the tinsel on the tree was his special job, just as in my house, when I was a child, it was mine. The first Christmas after he died, my mother bought tinsel, intending to wait until Christmas Eve to put it on the tree, leaving the tree glitter-free until then, in remembrance, but somehow we never managed to take the step that got to opening the package, and we stored it away with the Christmas things until the next year. Except we didn't open it then either, or actually any year thereafter, and somehow, over the years, the memorial act of not putting tinsel on the tree became habit. and the habit eventually morphed into a tradition. This year, staring at my tree, my half-naked, still-in-the-window tree, I can't help but think of my uncle, of my mother celebrating Christmas in her rental home across from the house that she's about to build. Each of us separated from family during the lead-up to the holiday season, and a part of me really wants to buy a box of tinsel and strew it over the branches, except I won't, because I have a pack of pooches who like to investigate everything, and a strand of tinsel swallowed or otherwise ingested can kill an animal. And even though I haven't purchased tinsel in the 20 Christmases I've spent with Fuzzy, and even though it's been almost 30 years since any ornament of mine has been near it, a few stray strands still eventually make it onto my tree. I've come to think of them as a message from my restless, artistic uncle, who died without finding his real niche. Part warning, part understanding, since I'm much the same. To me, the metallic icicles are kind of a voice from beyond, but to other people, I guess, they're just tinsel. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad app. It's licensed under a Creative Commons International Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license, which means you can share it, you can reuse it, you just have to give me credit and you can't make money from it. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stoney. The standard closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holidailies project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song, composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. Questions or comments? Visit me at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, and use the comment form at the bottom of each entry. Or you can also follow me or contact me via Twitter, at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.